2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. The rain has stopped. We have a cloudy sky, 44 degrees. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. Help is coming for Afghan refugees arriving in Utah. The governor is just now announcing the creation of a new community fund. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt says the money will come from public and private sources.
More than 750 refugees from Afghanistan will make their way to Utah over the coming months, and this community fund will help cover legal fees, food and housing needs, and a range of other necessities. The governor says this partnership will involve local businesses and nonprofits, as well as private donors, and the U.S. Congress just passed a continuing resolution which will allocate funds to incoming Afghan refugees.
The governor is just wrapping up a news conference at the state capitol about this new community fund. A 26-year-old man has been arrested in connection with a stabbing over the weekend in Pioneer Park. Salt Lake City police say Ibrahim Albasis was trying to break into a home this morning with an axe. Police say they were able to connect him back to the stabbing last weekend. Educators are noticing a very big drop in the number of students enrolled in the Salt Lake City School District, especially in the elementary schools, and it could have a serious impact on the money city schools receive from the state. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Last year, there were over 10,000 students enrolled in the Salt Lake City School District elementary schools. The year before that, 11,400. This year, only 9,600, and officials with other school districts tell KSL they're not seeing a similar drop. Every October, districts have to submit their fall enrollment to the state board, and the state tracks where the students are moving, but officials say it's too soon to know if anything truly out of the ordinary is happening yet.
State educators say it's possible students left for private schools, or maybe online schools. The Supreme Court won't stand in the way of a vaccine mandate in Maine. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the High Court this afternoon declined to hear the emergency appeal. It is the latest defeat for opponents of vaccine mandates. Today's appeal was over a mandate imposed on healthcare workers in Maine. It's the first time the Supreme Court has weighed in on a statewide mandate. The FBI has made contact with a gang that took American hostages in Haiti this week, but White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says it remains U.S. policy not to negotiate with hostage takers. And she says Haiti is a dangerous place for Americans right now.
We've had a travel advisory for Haiti. Kidnapping is widespread and victims regularly include U.S. citizens. We know these groups target U.S. citizens who they assume have the resources and finances to pay ransoms, even if that is not the case.
The gang is asking for $1 million in ransom for each hostage. 5 of the 17 hostages are children. The Senate is set to vote this week on a sweeping voting rights bill, the Freedom to Vote Act. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the bill is necessary.
It sets common sense standards to make sure of all Americans, no matter what zip code they live in, have the freedom to vote safely, securely. It adopts critical anti-election sabotage protections to safeguard our democracy from threats, foreign and domestic.
Republicans have vowed to filibuster. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
The FDA has laid out a plan to let most Americans buy hearing aids without a prescription or referral. Acting Commissioner Dr. Janet Widcock explains.
When finalized, the rule would allow hearing aids within this category to be sold directly to consumers in retail stores or online, without first undergoing a medical exam or custom fitting by an audiologist.
The FDA says children and teens would still need a prescription. The FDA is throwing its approval behind a new, safer kind of chewing tobacco.
The FDA out with a compromise on chewing tobacco, allowing the marketing of four new tobacco products intended to be chewed and thrown away, amounting to less harmful chemicals being ingested. A company called U.S. Smokeless Tobacco Company claims its new chewable products, sold under the brand name Verve, aren't likely to get youth hooked on tobacco or cause former smokers to start smoking again. Still, the FDA maintains there is no such thing as safe tobacco and still has to authorize the new brand, but it is allowing the company to advertise the new products for now, just not to children. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
KSL News Time 305. KSL Sports. BYU sent Zach Wilson to the NFL, and now the NFL is giving back with a $4 million grant to study hamstring injuries among football players. It's a big problem for the NFL. 75% of hamstring injuries force players to miss games. Missed games are bad for business. So, BYU researchers will try to identify what characteristics might make an athlete more prone to hamstring injuries, and they're supposed to figure out better ways to prevent them. KSL News Time 305. Let's say good afternoon, Ricky Meese. How
good
are
afternoon.
You?
I'm doing really well. How about you?
You do know I'm in the next room from you.
You are?
Yeah, I'm here today.
You're at broadcast house today?
Yeah, I had to come in. My internet winked out at home, so I dashed in the car and came racing in here. Hello, there you are.
There we are.
What's going on?
We are seeing actually a decent drive on the Valley freeways. Freeway traffic rolling along despite having an accident. Southbound I-15 at University Parkway in Orem. It's out of traffic on the shoulder. And welcome back, Jeff. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Yeah, we got to catch up. Meantime, my minute of news is on the way. Next.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.